The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and the happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. And we're going to start out the program looking at events coming up at Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. And we're going to start off with Mary Chapin Carpenter. She will be at Carolina Theater on Friday, August 3rd, with her Sometimes Just the Sky tour. Flatland is a little aid to contemplation, and so Mary Chapin Carpenter has her own hill. It's deep in the Virginia countryside on a farm that she got for a song, or rather for a bunch of songs, and a way of singing and playing them that has taken her around the world and back home over and again. Tickets for Mary Chapin Carpenter's concert, $49.50, $59.50, and $75. Then on Tuesday, August 7th, it's David Cross, Oh Come On Tour. Emmy Award winner and Grammy Award nominee David Cross is an inventive performer, writer, and producer on stage and screens, both big and small. Named one of the top 100 stand-up comedians of all time by Comedy Central, Cross last toured the world with Make America Great Again, which took him across the United States, Canada, and Europe. Tickets for David Cross, $36.50. Wednesday, August 8th, Gordon Lightfoot, the legend lives on. Gordon Lightfoot has recorded 20 albums and has 5 Grammy nominations. His songs have been aired regularly for 50 years, earning him radio singles chart positions in North America achieved by others. Lightfoot's radio hits in the USA have earned him 5 number ones, 18 top tens, and 21 top 40 hits. Tickets are $49.50 and $75. Tuesday, August 14th, it's Matt Franco. Franco takes the stage with a fun and feel-good twist on magic that defies all expectations. Fresh from his triumphant win on America's Got Talent and his follow-up primetime special on NBC in 2015, Matt presents an unparalleled production and innovative approach to magic making that's driven by his passion and imagination. Tickets are $29.50 and $49.50. Saturday, August 25th, it's Bobby Bones' Red Hoodie Comedy Tour. Inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame as the youngest honoree ever, Bobby Bones has been dubbed the most powerful man in country music by Forbes. His nationally syndicated radio show, The Bobby Bones Show, reaches millions of listeners weekly on more than 100 stations, and recently garnered its 3rd Academy of Country Music Award for National On-Air Personality of the Year. Tickets for the Bobby Bones Red Hoodie Comedy Tour are $32.50. They've got a VIP package at $86.25. Some of the September programs coming up at Carolina Theater. Wednesday, September 5th, it's War on the Catwalk, the Queens from Season 10. Thursday, September 6th, Chris Isaak, and for First Comes the Night Tour. Friday, September 7th, Taj Mahal Trio. Of course, Taj Mahal went to Nashville in 2014 to receive an honor he called one of the most powerful and wonderful things that could ever happen in his life. Celebrating decades of recording and touring that have nearly single-handedly reshaped the definition and scope of the blues, the 2-time Grammy-winning singer, songwriter, film composer, guitarist, and multi-instrumentalist, was feted with the Lifetime Achievement for Performance Award at the 13th Annual Americana Honors and Awards. Tickets for the Taj Mahal Trio, $39.50 and $59.50. Saturday, September 8th, the Mads are back. Friday, September 14th, comedian Stephen Wright. Sunday, September 23rd, The Fun Show with Cat and Nat. Tuesday, September 25th, Toad the Wet Sprocket. Wednesday, September 26th, Squirrel Nut Zippers. Thursday, September 27th, Welcome to Night Vale. Saturday, September 29th, Spare the Rod, Spoil the Child Gospel Play. And then Sunday, September 30th, Randy Rainbow Live. All right, do you catch a few laughs if you'd like? Switch to Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. July 27th through the 29th is Little Duval. Roland Powell, better known by his stage name, Little Duval, is an American stand-up comedian. In 2005, he was a finalist on BET's comedy competition series, Coming to the Stage. And Duval is a series regular on the MTV2 shows Guy Code and Hip Hop Squares. August 2nd at Goodnight's Comedy Club, Chip Chantry. After years of teaching fourth grade in Philadelphia, Chip graduated to become a television writer and nationally touring comedian. He has written for NBC's Crazy Talk and the syndicated series Whacked Out Sports. August 3rd through the 5th, it's Corey Holcomb. Corey got his start in the world of stand-up comedy by working the open mic circuit in the hotbed of Chicago. In the years since, the self-proclaimed ghetto Dr. Phil has become a national sensation. August 10 and 11, Fortune Feimster and Clint Coley. Stand-up comedian, writer, and actor, Fortune first made a name for herself as a performer and writer on Chelsea Lately. She has since appeared on Idiot Sitter, Mulaney, Glee, Two Broke Girls, Workaholics, Drunk History, At Midnight, and Last Comic Standing. Clint Coley is an acclaimed comedian and writer who honed his skills at the Laugh House in Philadelphia and the New York circuit before moving to Los Angeles. Since 2012, Coley has been the opening act for D.L. Hughley as he tours the country. Coley's comedic gift led to Hughley crowning him the prince. All right, August 17 and 18, Brian Posehn, unapologetically nerdy and downright funny. Brian has been at the forefront of offbeat comedy for more than two decades. August 23rd, Caleb Sidham. Caleb is one of the hottest young comics in the country, funny and good-looking. His unique background as a preacher's kid from a small southern town gives him the ability to relate to any and every crowd. August 24th through the 26th, Adele Gibbons. Adele, a.k.a. the Queen of Comedy, has left audiences in stitches for the better part of the last two decades, with credits including Def Comedy Jam, Comedy Central Presents, Beauty Shop, and Wanda Sykes Presents Hilarious. It's easy to see why Givens is comedy royalty. Then August 31st through September 2nd, it's Benji Brown. Benji has performed alongside some of the industry's biggest stars, including Chris Rock and Steve Harvey, and his credits include BET's Comic View, Starz' First Amendment comedy show, and Jamie Foxx's Laugh-A-Palooza. Now, remember, you may want to research the type of material presented by a particular performer just in case it's not what you or your family might enjoy. All shows are 18+. Okay, the Hopscotch Music Festival is coming up in early September, 6th through the 8th. Miguel and Liz Phair are among the most recognizable names on the list of performers scheduled for the 2018 Hopscotch Music Festival in downtown Raleigh. Additional headliners on the main stage include Grizzly Bear and Bell and Sebastian. Other bands on the Hopscotch bill this year include The Revolution, Moses Sumney, Real Estate, Mipso, The Jayhawks, Waxahachie, Sarah Shook and the Disarmers, and dozens of others. Brother Wayne Kramer, the founding guitarist of Detroit punk legends MC5, will also be performing at Hopscotch. Once again, the Hopscotch Music Festival will take place September 6th through the 8th at various venues in downtown Raleigh, including City Plaza and Red Hat Amphitheater. Also coming up, the Dreamville Festival. North Carolina's own J. Cole, who grew up in Fayetteville, will hold a music festival in Raleigh this fall. Dreamville Festival, which will feature local music, culture, food, and art, will be held at Dorothea Dix Park on September 15th. The Dreamville Festival will donate proceeds to the Dorothea Dix Park Conservancy and the Dreamville Foundation. Up next, the Art of Cool. The announcement for the lineup of the 5th Annual Music Festival. This year, Art of Cool has been moved from spring to the weekend of September 28 and 29 with Durham Bulls Athletic Park as the main venue. This year's headline acts include rapper Nas, singer Erykah Badu, violinist Damian Escobar, and many more. All right, let's take a look at what's going on in some of the communities around the Triangle. In Knightdale, they've still got the Food Truck Thursdays going on at Knightdale Station Park. Lunch is from 11:30 to 1:30, and then dinner is from 6 to 8. The next food truck event is Thursday, August 16th, and then it's every Thursday in September and October. Also, there will be live music on the third Thursday of each month. Saturday, September 8th, K-Fest is back, Knightdale's Arts and Education Festival. Understanding that education is the pathway to success, the mission of the Education Festival is to connect community members with local nonprofits, educational, wellness, and cultural arts opportunities they may not otherwise be exposed to. This collaborative effort of community partners plays an important role in strengthening the educational component in Knightdale and Eastern Wake County. K-Fest is held at Knightdale Station Park. Again, that's Saturday, September 8th. In Fuquay Varina, follow me here, the FM2FV concert series, and that stands for Follow Me to Fuquay Varina. All concerts are held Thursday, 6:30 to 9:30 at Centennial Square. Every concert features local breweries, food trucks, and a free kids zone with Mimi the Clown. Coming up September 6th, it is Smile. September 20th, North Tower. October 11th, The Embers. So there you have it for the FM2FV concert series. In Clayton, there's the Clayton Center. All shows start at 8, unless noted. July 27th through August 4th, it's Bye Bye Birdie, presented by the Clayton Youth Theater. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students 18 and under. Friday, August 10th, it's the 2018-19 Palladian Series Preview and Presale Party. A $10 ticket will buy you an evening out and the chance to purchase individual tickets to shows in the season before they go on sale to the general public. Saturday, October 27th, it's Roots and Boots Tour. The voices that defined 90s country music Sammy Kershaw, Aaron Tippin, and Colin Ray join forces in the Roots and Boots Tour. Combined, the trio has amassed more than 40 top 10 radio smash hits and sold more than 25 million albums. Coming up Friday, November 9th at the Clayton Center, Royal Wood. Wood, a Canadian singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and producer, has established himself as a true musical talent. Since being proclaimed Songwriter of the Year by iTunes, Wood has continued to evolve and hone his musical craft. Friday, December 7th, Fabulous Equinox Orchestra. Friday, February 8th, Yolanda Rabin. Friday, March 22nd, James Judd with Jen Kober. And then Saturday, April 13th, Leroy Parnell. Garner Performing Arts Center on West Garner Road, August 9, 10, and 11, it's Beauty and the Beast Jr. Sunday, September 16th, Carnival Latino. October 19 and 20, and 26 and 27, Dearly Departed. That's all at the Garner Performing Arts Center. Then at the Holly Springs Cultural Center, all events start at 7:30 unless noted. Friday, July 27th, it is Funk and Disorder. The members of the band come from North Carolina, New York City, Italy, and Washington, D.C., and they've been playing together professionally for years. Rock, R&B, electronic music, funk, hip-hop, reggae, country, blues. The guys bring all this and more with a fresh and original sound. This is part of the Summer at the Springs series. Shows from 7 until 9. Friday, August 10th, it's Road Candy. Road Candy is a Raleigh-based cover band with a focus on rock, groove, funk, and soul tunes from well-known artists spanning several decades. Friday, August 24th, GB4. Now, GB4 is Holly Springs' own original blues and classic rock party band. Residents Tom Dobridge, Steve Spencer, Brad Schaefer, and Kingsley Platts invite everyone out to their 8th appearance at the Summer of the Springs concert series. And the Holly Springs Cultural Center has also scheduled Monday morning movies, all set to start at 10. The last one of the season coming up July 30th, Mr. Magorium's Wonder Emporium. Switching gears to events in Cary, the bands, Bites, and Boats at Bond Park, one Friday a month. The Bond Park Boathouse on High House Road hosts musicians, food trucks, and after-hours boat rentals. The concerts run through October and are free. Coming up August 3rd, Kaylin Robertson, 6 to 8. September 7th, Ed Stevenson from 5 to 7. October 5th, My Cousin Skinny from 4 to 7. The 2018 Starlight Concert Series has two more shows coming up. The free concerts take place Friday evenings in the beautiful gardens of the Paige Walker Arts and History Center. July 27th, it is Bryn Mawr at 7. And then August 10th, it is Jamrock at 7. Then there's the Sertoma Concert Series with one event left. Music starts at 7, and these are free concerts as well, and it is sponsored by Pinecone. That final performance, August 11th, it's Shana Tucker. Wind Down Wednesday's Concert Series at Waverly Place in Cary. Concerts held through August 1st. From 6 to 9, so July 25th, Hip Pocket, and August 1st, Soul Psychedelic. I guess that's the correct way to pronounce it. Carolina Performing Arts. Programs start at 8, unless noted. September 14 through 16 and September 18 through the 23rd, plastic bag story. This is interesting. This is no ordinary store. All of the products that line the shelves are just plastic bags. There are bottles of bags, cans of bags, boxes of bags, and, of course, bags of bags. Each product an original design made from discarded plastic stuffed inside other discarded plastic, creating an endless cacophony of packaging. At night, this store comes to life with live performances, dynamic sets, hidden worlds, and inventive puppetry to tell a darkly comedic, sometimes tender story that explores how the plastic refuse we are leaving behind might be misinterpreted by future generations. Performances are at the Current Art Space and Studio. Again, that's September 14th through the 16th and September 18th through the 23rd. Carolina Performing Arts presenting Plastic Bag Store. All right, other events on the calendar. Friday, September 14th, Nico Case. You might want to brace yourself for Hell On, Nico's latest album. It was released June 1st. 5 years have passed since Case's last solo project. The worse things get, the harder I fight, and the more I love you. There you go. In the interim, she sang on Whiteout Conditions, the 2017 release from longtime bandmates, The New Pornographers. The concert is at Memorial Hall, Friday, September 14th. Friday, September 21st, Flutronics. Ingenious composers, musicians, and vocalists, Nathalie Joachim and Allison Loggins Hall create original work for flute, voice, electronics, and live drums featuring their signature art pop sound. This is at Moser Auditorium in Hill Hall. Friday, September 28th, Brooklyn Rider and Magos Herrera. That's at Memorial Hall. Saturday, September 29th, Buddy Guy. Now, Eric Clapton calls Buddy Guy the best guitar player alive. His radical gumbo of Chicago blues, avant rock, soul, and free jazz has influenced pretty much any guitarist whose name you know. And his live performances are legendary. At his 2012 White House concert, he had President Obama singing along. Buddy Guy's September 29th concert will be held at Memorial Hall. All right, wide open Bluegrass Festival, of course, coming up really soon. The World of Bluegrass just picked up some extra national and local star power with the addition of Jillian Welch and Chatham County Line. They'll both be part of the Red Hat Amphitheater main stage lineup during the International Bluegrass Music Association's Wide Open Bluegrass September 28 and 29. Acclaimed singer-songwriter Welch will be part of an all-female special collaboration, making what is billed as a special guest appearance alongside Molly Tuttle, Sierra Hull, Becky Buller, Allison Brown, and Missy Raines. They're all the first women to win IBMA awards as instrumentalists. Meanwhile, there's also Chatham County Line and Friends, featuring the popular Raleigh Quartet that has become an IBMA fixture over the years. Among the and Friends appearing this time will be Mandolin Orange. They just played a sold-out show at Raleigh's North Carolina Museum of Art. Then Flat Lonesome, another IBMA award winner, also has been added to the Wide Open Bluegrass main stage lineup. They've won Vocal Group of the Year the past 2 years. Ricky Skaggs, Patty Loveless, and reigning IBMA Entertainer of the Year, Earls of Leicester, were previously announced for the Red Hat shows. All right, American Tobacco's Back Porch Music on the Lawn series has two shows left this summer. Of course, the six concerts across a variety of musical styles, from Americana to reggae to grunge and alternative rock during the summer. The lineup, like we said, two concerts left. August 23rd, Yarn, Songs from the Road. This is On the Lawn, 6 to 9. And then August 30th, Lily Hyatt on the Lawn, 6 until 9. Durham Central Park Concert Series. Concerts are rain or shine, all ages, free and open to the public. Fridays from 6 until 8. Two concerts remaining. Friday, August 3rd, Al Strong and the Fresh Five. And then Friday, August 10th, Kashana Armstrong. All right, let's take a look briefly at the lineup for the PNC Arena. Saturday, July 28th, Panic at the Disco. Wednesday through Sunday, August 15th through the 19th, Cirque du Soleil, Crystal. Thursday, October 11th, it's David Jeremiah, Turning Point for God. Sunday, August 14th, Nicki Minaj and Future. Global hip-hop icons Nicki Minaj and Future are hitting the road together for the first time on their co-headlining Nicki Hendrix tour. Okay, Tuesday, October 23rd, it is Elevation Worship. Saturday, December 1st, Chris Young, Losing Sleep, a world tour. Named one of his era's finest traditionalists by the Associated Press, Chris Young has quickly become an international ambassador for country music. December 5th through the 9th at PNC Arena, it is Disney on Ice presents Mickey's Search Party. And then, of course, Sunday, January 6th, Justin Timberlake, Man of the Woods Tour. And, of course, that's Sunday, January 6th of next year. When else would it be? 3 or 4 years from now? Who knows? Then Metallica and Elton John are also due in next year. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. Now, if you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.